Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. On the New Life Show, we'd like to learn today how to really build a new life. Our life consists of different relationships between us and all the people around us at home, at work, in our community, in society we live in. And looking at the state of Israel, it's undergoing a process of ever-growing separation. We're very far from a state of unity between the different parts of the nation. And we'd like to see how can we turn the wheel in the different direction and build a society that will feel itself as one connected society despite the diversity, that will feel that we belong to one big family, like a family with many children, and everyone can be different. But when we sit together at the holiday table, there's mutual respect and love between everyone despite the differences. And we'd like to see how can we do it on the scale of an entire society, the unity of the people. Nitza, please. When I think about the name of this national social project of uniting the people, it awakens excitement and joy in my heart, even though that I don't exactly know what it means, but there's a feeling in my heart that it's the right thing to do. There's this inner feeling that's appealing. It's something that causes me to want to be a part of this process. And maybe you try to depict, what does it look like? Suppose that we're starting this process and people are becoming aware of it. How do you see this picture? How does it influence my day-to-day life, the concept of the unity of the people? Let's say the depiction of the image of the unity among us. Well, unity is not something that you can measure in numbers or in percents. And therefore, here we're only talking about the external expressions of unity. If we're going to research the matter and put things in order and make a method out of it, we have to see the extent to which the result of the unity between couples, at schools, working places, simply among people, different people, wherever they have different kinds of connection, contact between them, how much the correction towards the connection works, is beneficial. Where can we examine, see it, and really turn it into percentage if we want to bring it as proof? And this comes as a result of treatment, of education. Unity is something that we need several conditions for in order to reach it. It's first of all the need, the lack, deficiency for unity, because anything that a person does, he does it because he lacks that thing, that he is deficient of it, meaning that he is lacking a good life. What does a person want? He wants a good life, prosperity, security, success, and all the different little things at home, at work, in the different states a person experiences, and what does it have to do with the unity of the people? We have to tie the two together. Okay, suppose I want to succeed in my personal life, and the society that I live in interests me less, just so there won't be any disaster that might harm me or my family. Obviously, everything has to do with your personal life, particularly with you. And that's how it is with everyone. That's clear. Now, we have to show you that unless we arrange the connection between people in a certain circle around you, maybe inside the country, you have different demands. You have a demand for family life, kids' education, work, freedom, security, on the street, in the park, when the kids go out later, something in your city, and the whole life of the city, and afterwards the life of the small country you live in. So we have to understand that unity in the different states or circles can influence the feeling of your satisfaction of what you're lacking. What's the connection between the unity of the people and the well-being of my kids, suppose? What's the connection between the two? The nation is disputed, torn into pieces. What does that have to do with the safety, security of my children? That if we start uniting, then eventually everyone will feel that he belongs to one people. And then, undoubtedly, there's more security, tranquility, a good, nice state among everyone, where the kids can go out in the evening, come back from their different activities, even if it's dark outside. They can go through the park next to your house and nothing will happen to them. They can go on field trips, at least in the framework of the country, within the borders of the country at least. If we'll do such work, that at least the entire nation will come closer to unity. So we'll all treat each other as close people, as relatives, that as if belonging to the same family. So your kids, they will feel that all the 7, 8, or how many million of people we have here are their family. And it will really be so. Not that they'll only feel so, but this is how it's going to really be. And as a result, you'll be calm. And this is how they'll feel. See the atmosphere, the kind of country that they can live in. That you can really let them go, and you'll be sure that they'll get along with food, with clothes, with a place to live, a place to sleep. You really go out to the street, and you feel that people are friendly towards you, that they're your friends, that if you're lacking something, then anyone will gladly support you, help you as much as he can. He won't feel indifference and all the more hatred or rejection, where he really wants to build his good fortune at your expense. So you're depicting a picture. I'm crossing the street, not on the crossroads, simply so. I'm let to pass, even beyond the letter of law. So you're depicting a picture that if we undergo a certain social, educational process, all the people living here in Israel, and we'll reach a state where all of us will feel the entire people united as one big family, I'll be calm that my kids are going out of the house and everyone cares for them. You also feel that everyone's treating you like a mom and a dad. You will feel that too, not only your kids. You too. Everyone. It could be an elder, it could be someone young. Doesn't matter. Why would they want to treat my kids that way? Because you will also treat their kids that way. Why would I want to treat their kids that way? Because you want them to treat your kids that way. Today, for instance, if my kids leave home, yeah, then I don't feel that someone will care for them. I know that there's certain percentage of the population which are child molesters, and it's a growing percentage, so you have to take care of them too. First of all, why is it growing? It's possible because your entire society is corrupted, obviously, and therefore there's such phenomena. What's the connection between this phenomena and the unity of the people? Because by the unity of the people, you correct plenty of things, plenty problems, illnesses, mental illnesses, different distortions, deviations that you have today that you didn't have or barely had 100 years ago. Yesterday, I talked to someone about the unity of the people. He said, you know, the idea is really nice, and I agree with it from the bottom of my heart. But if I'm now on the road and I'm late, no unity of the people, no nothing. I'm going to cut you off, and I don't care about anything. And the second thing is, that in the business environment, the competition is growing. I have a family, I have kids, I have to provide for them. I don't have time for philosophies, the unity of the people, mutuality, and who knows what. I have to run everyone over in order to win bread. The kids are home waiting. So on the level of an idea, it's a good idea, but it's irrelevant to our life. So the unity of the people, is it connected to reality, or it's some ideal that we can talk about it here in the studio, but once we leave the studio, as I gave you an example of a few different realms, then there's no place for it. You gave me two examples. Regarding the first example, I'm driving on the road, and if everyone's looking at me like at some madman, someone who's insane, that's overtaking everyone, I stop behaving that way. I know, when I come to Canada, I have a car there, and a house, and everything. At my son's place, I drive in Toronto from place to place to my brothers, my sisters, my mothers, to visit the relatives. I go out on the road. I become completely different. I become a Canadian. Really? That's in Canada. It started with the very first time that I came to visit my brother in Canada. We're driving together, and I told him, come on, cut it out. Overtake him. He says, look how people treat each other here. We come to a traffic light. He opens a newspaper, and the light's green, and he's reading. Behind him, maybe 10 cars are standing. No one honked. The traffic light became red, and we drove on the next green. Yeah, but that's in Canada. No, what I want to tell you is that I like action and as fast as possible and everything, become different. In Canada, not in Canada, in a new environment. Where is it? Wherever you make it. Good, so this is what he told me, my friend. He said that we're the Israelis, we're barbaric, it's well known. It's irrelevant. Do it here, they'll kill you. I see how drivers treat my wife. A woman is driving car. She's a second lagging behind. He wants to kill her physically. It's a dangerous place. So how is Canada relevant to our life here? They're sleeping, standing up. Here in Israel, everyone has a short fuse. Let's see you do the same test here in Israel. Reading a newspaper at a traffic light. Explain that to a truck driver. So, unity of people, let's do it in Canada, not in Israel. Can I say something? Please. First of all, really, I see how it touches you. Yeah, that's life. Very well. But if we educate the people so that 20-30% will change as a result and will create some kind of a movement on the roads. The unity of people on the roads will even have these bumper stickers, something nice, that I drive according to the love of Israel towards each and every driver. Let's see how others will behave. It's work. You have to do it. You're right. If I'll go out on the road now, obviously, after 5 minutes, I also become the same. After a minute, I become like them because the environment influences me. But if the environment will be a bit different, you'll change too. I gave you the example with Canada because there I become someone else, not artificial. So they won't look at me like a madman, but it really influences me that way. Here, inside the city, I drive 60, 80 kilometers an hour. There, I drive 40. I'm telling you, that's how it influences me. It makes me sleepy, calmer. They're sleeping, standing up. Okay, so why can't we be that way? Nietzsche will tell us. From what I understand from what you said, I understand that we have to build some kind of a process that's creating an environment or some kind of a structure on the roads, at schools, in prisons, at working places, in the families, on buses, everyone per se, having these kinds of campaigns. The unity of the people or the unification of the people, we do it in a nice connection on buses, on the roads, on something, and so on and so forth. But not simply that you put a sticker on someone, but we have to come out and explain, of course. So suppose we're explaining it, you're saying that there is a national super project, general project, to make us the country of Jews, let's call it, that are working out of unity. Okay, now this umbrella that calls us all to unite, we cut it up into pieces and we say, okay, let's see how we do it in transportation. The explanation has to be both general and also particular. In transportation, in kindergartens, at schools, like that. So suppose we take a certain field and we say under this great project, national project called the Unity of the People, we want to see how will it work in transportation, suppose. And then as a result, we create some kind of a plan which is dedicated to transportation, and we go out and we explain. Yeah, it has to be comprehensive about that, and also statistics, and also on the radio while a person's driving, we have this frequency where a person hears this explanation and there are special songs dedicated to it, and turning to children and turning to mothers and drivers, turning to each other to calm things down, to bring people closer to one another. This has to be. It's not simple. It's a mission. Therefore, it's called a national educational project. Okay, here we talked about transportation. How could it work in culture, suppose? Culture, it's a very general name. Everything's culture. So something more specific. Let's divide it into more specific slices. Okay. Culture is a person's entire expression. From him outwards, it's called culture. So we have to go for something a bit more narrow. We have to slice it up. Culture. Cultured person. Uncultured person. It's there's no exact definition for it. Okay, it's too broad. Now, if we look back at the protests that started here in 2011, it started with the housing problem and the high cost of living. It was simply the Americans that wanted to make a revolution here. Yeah, but objectively looking at it, we see that housing almost became something unachievable since then, of course, and also because of that. Okay, so let's look at housing. You're saying since then that it really became worse. It was supposed to be better as a result, but it became worse. So looking at a housing project, this is something that touches all of us, everyone. So how do you take this beautiful national project of the unity of the nation and you clothe it on affordable housing? I don't even know how to turn to it. Is it the right thing to turn to it? Maybe we should turn to other things first. I'm asking because I really don't even know where to start. I'm, you know, trying to find my way around. Where's the entrance? In order to give each one of us, to allow each one of us to feel, what does it mean? Unity in our day-to-day life. This is what I want to find out. What does it mean? Unity in my day-to-day life. How will it influence me? We have to what? Show you statistics or excite you? No, I don't think it's about that. The expression of it. Previously, we gave a good example. On a daily basis, yes. You feel that you're living in a good environment instead of in a hostile environment. You can loosen up. It's like you're at your mom's place, that everything's in your favor. Everything's with love. You can relieve yourself of all pressures. You can sit down and relax. You can take what you need. You can do as you feel. You're in a place where there is no safer, more friendly place, more convenient. That's how you feel your entire life. It's not clear? It is. This I understand, this general feeling I understand. But I took the idea you gave of slicing it up, and we took one slice out of this whole cake, and we called it, suppose, transportation. And here you gave an idea, how do we take this general topic called, this big thing called the unity of the people, and we express it physically. In the realm of transportation, what other fields can we give them a physical expression so I will feel that there is a difference, that this unity is expressed in other realms, fields in my life? Dear Madam, each and everything is feasible through education. So we simply have to take whatever field you want, whatever a person touches, and also in general an explanation about what unity means. You have to come and explain and educate why is the unity of the people good and beneficial, which is at our foundation, that we need it in order to keep holding on to our country altogether, that we need it for our security and prosperity, and you have to give proof and bring numbers and the opinions of respectable people and everything that's going on with us and so on and so forth in order to convince the people. And afterwards, I don't think, maybe so, but we have to tend for each and every expression of the unity per se. Unity on the roads, unity at schools, unity in prisons, unity in kindergartens, unity in the family, at the working places. Everything's possible. But again, it's a matter of explanation and education. There are two things, explanation and education. So what we have to build is an educational plan, of course. But both a general educational plan and also a particular educational plan. And this educational plan, it has to be the master plan of all plans. If we're already talking about the nation and the country. So that's all there is to it. It's a national project, broad national project. Yeah? And then maybe we can see, we can feel how by that we correct society. Otherwise, it won't happen. If a kilo of tomatoes costs you a shekel and you sell it for 15 shekels, then you understand what's happening on the way. And the same with the ports and the electrical company and with everything else. You can't achieve, as you say, affordable housing. You can't achieve any good result if, first of all, you don't prepare the infrastructure for the unity of the people. And when you have it, when we will feel from within that we're close and interdependent, then it will be easier for you to start and change these systems. Otherwise, anyone who wants to become prime minister, he takes some gimmick and he starts shooting it out in all directions. I will do, I will do. He becomes prime minister and nothing happens. And obviously nothing will happen. It can only become worse. Because if I understand what you're saying, the change is internal. It goes from inside out through an educational process, and it won't help that now we'll perform different external actions, right? So this educational process, the building of an educational plan, it seems like a big project, but the first step, in this vast educational program? What's the first step that you would put as the foundation of this educational plan? We first of all have to understand that we will get no support from nowhere, because this thing, like back then with Rav Kook and with Ben Gurion and with everyone else, and like Bala Sulam wanted to talk to Ben Gurion about introducing all these things into the nation, no one listened. The establishers of this country didn't want to listen. So therefore, we have to understand that what we can do is only going out to the people. And therefore, we have to disseminate as broadly as possible with all the strength that we have. Go on an explanation campaign. Yeah, explanation. And start explaining and giving workshops and giving classes. Right. So suitable printed materials for the people so they'll read and understand. What do we want for them to, one, read it, two, introduce it through clips, SMS. In short, use all of the media, which is common, which is broadly used by the majority of the people, and this way to reach greater and greater audiences. We have a TV channel, make it more popular, more accessible for the people, so that they'll see how important these things are, and for them to understand who we are. And more, to advance this way. And later on, possibly, nonetheless, to turn to higher degrees, even though we're not built to be a party or a government and so on and so forth, but to influence the educational programs, to influence the cultural plans. And by that, we will influence the people, meaning the only thing that we need is education. We have no business or connection with anything else. But through that, you can really change the people. You can bring them back to being the people of it, to who they are, the people of Israel in the land of Israel. Otherwise, we have no possibility of remaining here. We'll simply have to leave this place like we came here, and we won't be able to stay in the land of Israel. It was given to us for a certain period of time in order for us to really build here a country according to our foundation, essence. Why does this entire project sound as something sad? It doesn't sound sad. Even now, the tones that you spoke in, it's something, it sounds like national mourning, not something gladdening. Doesn't sound gladdening because here we're not in a good state, but not that I'm talking about its implementation, about the going out, about its realization. I'm not talking about it as something sad, but when I go out and I see this great big monster in front of me that's kind of crazy, that's going mad on the roads and everywhere, look what's going on. It's one big market, big mess. So, of course, our people were brought from different countries, and if it were possible to immediately introduce them into some kind of a good and nice kind of education. But look what's going on among all the parts of the nation. The religious, the seculars, these have 20 parties, those have 20 parties, constantly clashing. Look what's going on, what a connection there's between them to this day. Sephardics, Ashkenazians, the Romanians against the Moroccans. Look what's going on. It's really, in recent years, although it kind of started calming down a bit, but really, how much can you all the time play on the hate, on the lack of compatibility? What is a united nation? United, it means that they don't have these things, that it's entirely one. A united people is, first of all, one people. One people. Look at the differences. Look at the gaps. What could it be? Among the people of Israel, there were never such things. Yeah, there was. Cohen, Levi, Israel. That's something else. These are degrees. but not something aside from that. So one people is what? One people is that even though that we're Cohen, Levi, and Israel, if it will be revealed who's what, you understand that it's also not really known. But we feel ourselves belonging to one people, one nation. This is a people among which there was never social iniquity. There was never someone great and someone small, but only according to one's spiritual degree, to the extent to which he is devoted to the people. It's not at all according to the customs of the nations of the world. This is something that we'll have to take care of. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Nitsa. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.